Hi, I'm Joe Little with ComeToThePorch.net, and you're listening to Given to Cast.
Eddie Vedder, Jeff Ammon, Stone Gossard, Mike McCready, Matt Cameron, Pearl Jam. You are listening to Given to Cast, an unofficial podcast for all things Pearl Jam. We have a great show for you today, so sit back, relax, and crank it up. Now here's your host, Mario Aguilar.
Hey guys, it's Mario Aguilar again with Given to Cast. It's our latest episode for the week ending September 16th, 2012. And we're doing this episode just a little bit early just so that we can get an interview that we just did with Joe Little with ComeToThePorch.net. He was the organizer for the pre-party wishlist party that they had out in Philadelphia a few weeks ago with the Made in America Fest that he got to go to. And he's going to tell a little bit about what happened at that pre-party, and he's going to just kind of preview what's going to happen at the Duna Fest pre-party as well. So we're going to talk to him in a few minutes. But first we're going to have a weekend review, just talk a little bit about what's going on in the world of Pearl Jam. And we're also going to play a couple of songs from the Made in America Fest that happened during the Labor Day weekend. So you guys, here's we're going to start it off with the weekend review.
Now it's time for the weekend review.
Okay, guys, it's time for the weekend review. We've got a little bit of news coming out of the world of Pearl Jam. Of course, first off, this coming weekend, the Duna Fest in Pensacola Beach, Florida. They're going to have an awesome show out there. Of course, headlining is Pearl Jam along with Foo Fighters and others. There are still some single day tickets available, and I'm sure there's some tickets you get online. People at the10club.net in their chat room are trying to see if anybody has any spare tickets. You can handle over there and check it out. But you can buy single tickets as of August 24th, so I think you might want to check and see if you can get them. It's probably pretty close to sold out, but it should be an awesome time. If you're in the Florida area this weekend, you might want to head on over on Friday night when Pearl Jam headlines the show there. Also, in other news, if you're interested in buying some bootlegs, of course, the 2012 Euro Tour, it's going to be playing on Pearl Jam Radio. They've been playing all the dates that are out there, including they did play recently the Prague show, and they'll be offering some of those bootlegs. You can take a look at them at the good section at the TechClub.net. Also, I got an email on Friday about the Eddie Vedder shows coming up in November, the rescheduled shows. There are some show dates that have some tickets available due to people who have requested refunds to get them back because they couldn't make the new dates. And pretty much almost all of them, I'd say about, let's see, I'll go through the list here, Vegas, Phoenix, Albuquerque, El Paso, Austin, the first night, the two nights in Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, Tulsa the first night, Memphis and Jacksonville the first night, and Orlando the first night, and Fort Lauderdale the first night, and Clearwater the first night. All those shows have tickets available through the 10 Club. If you haven't got that email already, you want to get onto your email and check it out. If you're interested in getting tickets to that show for the drawing process for those tickets that were still available or were refunded back to people who had purchased them earlier, they are limited amount, so take your, you know, if you want to get on there really quickly and try to get into one of those shows, you can do so by going to the links that are provided in the email that they have sent to you. So take a look at that. Also, again, we're just a little FYI. We talked to Joe in this interview. He's going to be coming up here pretty soon in a few seconds and talk to him about what's going on in Made in America, what happened over there. But we also have got him to agree to doing a third interview for us coming in the next couple weeks when we talk to him about what happened at the Luna Fest. He's going to talk to us about that. And so that should be really, really cool as well. So, guys, that's all the news so far in the weekend review. We're going to head on into the song of the week.
It's the song of the week.
Okay, guys, time for our song of the week. And I'm going to play... I had some difficulties getting some good music from, or at least some good audio from the Made of America show to play you guys. I know you guys have probably heard it online, seen it. Just the audio is not that great, and I didn't want to put it on here to be all noisy and crunchy. So, and in place of that, I'm going to play a better version of Better Things from the Amsterdam Night One show, where, for example, I got the bootleg from the site, from tankclub.net, and so I wanted to play you a better version of that. So here you go, guys. It's your song of the week, Better Things. Okay, guys, we're going to do a trivia contest. We're going to give away a copy of Pearl Jam's Live on 10 Legs CD, their latest live CD that was released. That's not a bootleg, but it's released actually by them. And So we'll give it away to the person who sent in the correct answer to my email address, mario@givingtocast.net. Please just send me the email, put in the subject contest answer, and give me the correct answer. You will be, if you give me the correct answer, we'll be put on the list, put your name in a hat, we'll pick a winner, and the winner will get this CD. And the question is, listen to the next interview with Joe Little from comefromtheporch.net, and in that interview you pick up the mistake I make in there. It's actually said twice, so you gotta catch it. So you gotta listen to the actual interview all the way through, and listen to what the mistake is. If you can tell me what the mistake is that I say, not Joe, but me say personally, send me that what it is, and I will put your name on the hat, and the winner will get the CD. So good luck, you guys. Listen to the interview. Here it comes. Okay, guys, it's time for our interview with the fan segment. Again, we have Mr. Joe Little from comefromtheporch.net. He's doing another interview. He's going to touch base with us and talk to us about what happened at the Made in America pre-party, and talk a little bit about what the pre-party is going to be like for the DeLuna Fest. Joe, how's it going?
Good, Mario. Thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
No problem. Again, I'm sorry about what happened last time, but we're going to, hopefully we're using a different software. It'll be a lot better for this interview. Again, just we want to talk a little bit about what happened at the pre-party. I know we had a big, I was looking at your site, and you have a pretty in detailed summary of what happened. But in your own words, just kind of go a little bit about how you got there and how it went along and that kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. If if you guys want to check it out, I when I came back, when I get in front of a keyboard and start writing, sometimes it gets to be a little lengthy. So I've got a really long detailed explanation of the party on my website there at cometotheporch.net, and up at the very top I've got a link to the recap from the Made in America party, and it was awesome, Mario. We had so much fun. It definitely exceeded my expectations. I've never even been to one of these pre-parties, let alone plan one out. So I wasn't quite sure what to expect or how many people were going to come or how it was going to go. But I was just overwhelmed by how many people came and how generous everybody was. And ultimately we were able to raise $3,000 for Pathway Caring for Children. And they're really excited about that. And like you said, we've got the Luna coming up here in a couple of a couple days already. Now it's going to be next weekend. And we're going to see if we can do it all again there. So, but yeah, for the party, we had a great time. I got in there Friday evening, and I went to check out the bar because I hadn't even seen the venue yet. Obviously, from I'm in Cleveland, and the party was in Philly, so it was a bit of a challenge picking a venue and all that kind of stuff. But we got down there and walked in. As soon as we walked into this place, I knew it was gonna go well. They had plenty of room. It was a really nice looking bar. Everything went perfect. We were able to set up our merchandise stand and sell the t-shirts and all that kind of stuff. And we had a very successful raffle as well. And I really want to thank everybody who donated stuff to that raffle. Without you guys, it certainly couldn't have gone as well as it did. And it's been kind of fun having all this Pearl Jam stuff stacked up in my office where I'm sitting right now. And I'm looking around right now, and I still have more stuff ready for DeLuna and a lot of empty boxes and everything. But it's been a lot of fun getting to check out all the stuff that comes in, and it's always a little bittersweet for me to put it back up on the table because I know it's going away. So it's been pretty neat. But trying to think what else we had. I think we had around probably 250 to 300 people come through there. We packed the bar. They actually sold out of food in the first hour. It was we had so many people come in, and the bar was great. It was the Public House in Philadelphia, and they were also they donated $1 per drink for every Bud Light that we purchased, and that was a hefty sum. So that was a nice part of the fundraising effort, and I definitely appreciate what they did there as well.
Great, that's an awesome job. I'm going to be one to help out with one in San Antonio in front of the Eddie Vedder show in November. For cool. Somebody who hasn't done this before, who's now you've done it and gone through all the stuff that you have to go through, give us a little bit of help for the ones that are going to be doing this for the Eddie Vedder shows coming up in November. What advice would you give us to do a little bit better? What would you improve on, that kind of thing?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, if if I could give somebody advice who's starting this process all over again, number one, I'd say get ready for a lot of work. There's a lot of stuff that goes into it, but it's a lot of fun too. The biggest surprise that happened for me was just the generosity of the fans. I mean, people just kept reaching out to me and asking how they could help, what they could donate, what items I needed, if I needed help at the event. So you know, don't feel like you're doing this alone. You're gonna meet a lot of really great people along the way. The venue itself, you know, the people there got excited about pitching in and doing some stuff there. They did some promotion at the bar to help get people in there. It's definitely you want to start getting the word out as early as you can, because you know you've got to collect donations and all that kind of stuff. And I'm kind of fortunate in the social media world, because I've got a lot of Twitter followers and everything. So I was getting stuff from, you know, I got some stuff from Costa Rica, from Canada, from all over the U.S. And so it was kind of cool to see people willing to help out. So I would say, you know, take advantage of social media and whatever else, and you know, the Pearl Jam site and all that kind of stuff. And you know, certainly contact me. I'd be happy to help you guys promote the stuff as well.
That's awesome. I appreciate that. I probably want to hit you up on that as well, since we get closer to November. We are in the process of seven more days, so we can head on out to Florida for the DeLuna Fest. Talk a little bit about that pre-party, or I guess after party, that you're going to have out there in Florida.
Yeah, that one was it was a difficult decision on the timing. I apologize for the folks that are leaving to go up to Atlanta right away and see the guys up in Atlanta. It was just the timing wouldn't have worked for a pre-party very well. There's just a lot of people that were coming in from out of town and wouldn't have gotten there, and you know, they're not getting there till, you know, 5 or 6 o'clock before the band starts. So I elected to do a kind of an after party over at Krabs. We got them at 1 o'clock on Saturday, so that's actually gonna be the day after Pearl Jam performs, which is a little bit unconventional, but I think that it'll end up being more successful that way. The venue there is actually right on site, so it's right inside the festival. So I'm hoping to get the word out to as many people as we can to come on over to Krabs. We're gonna have the whole second floor to ourselves. The bar manager down there, Kevin's been great to work with. He actually got a keg donated for us, so we're gonna use the money from the keg towards Pathway. So that's gonna be a nice contribution from them. And really, I think it's going to be a little more relaxed. We're going to be on the beach. They've got, you know, a full menu, and you know, it's going to be. I think it'll be a great time. And if we can get anywhere near where we got on the financial side for Pathway, it's going to be definitely a big success. So I'm really looking forward to it. And also, just in case you are going to Atlanta, stop over at Flounder's Chowder House, which is actually right behind Stage 2 after Pearl Jam plays. I'm going to try to get as many people over there just an informal meet and greet, just kind of hang out, hang out with some fellow Pearl Jam fans while the traffic dies down over there. So if you're around for that right after Pearl Jam, head over there, and Saturday hopefully we see you at Krabs at 1 o'clock.
That should be an awesome time. Listen, since we haven't really talked about it in the last interview, talk a little bit about Pathway and what they're doing.
Sure. Pathway is a great organization. What they do is they're government subsidized at first, and basically their initial funding goes towards adoption services as well as foster care for kids that have been physically, mentally, or sexually abused. And you know, the government, the way it was described to me by their treasurer, is that you know, the government does a nice job of putting a roof over your head and making sure you've got 3 meals a day and all that kind of stuff. But you know, we do that for prisoners too. This is, you know, these are kids who need they need to have some of those other life experiences that the rest of us were fortunate enough to get. And so you know, they seek to raise about another $750,000 a year. In addition to their funding to do it the right way, and they can, you know, that way they're able to take these kids on trips and do, you know, augment all of the services that they would normally get. So it, you know, if you hear some of the stories about these kids, it's really you can't help but want to get involved after you hear just some of the stuff that they have to go through. And you know, I was talking with the treasurer last week about the event in Philly, and you know, he was talking about how every Christmas they have they make sure that every kid that is involved with Pathway has at least one thing under the tree. And you know, you kind of think about you know, a tree and one toy, and it almost is a sad picture for us. But, you know, he says these kids, they come in and they just light up, and they're so appreciative of every little thing, you know. So, you know, when you're at these events and you buy a $2 wristband or a $20 poster or whatever it is, just know that money is putting a smile on a kid's face, and it's something you should really feel good about.
Wow, that's such an awesome organization. You guys, if you want some more information, head on over to, I believe it's Pathway. Is it PathwayCaringForChildren.org?
You know, let me just verify that. There's a link to it right at the top of my site as well. It comes to theporch.net. But hang on one second here.
I think I got it here. It's PathwayCFC.org.
Yep, you got it. PathwayCFC.org.
If you guys are interested in more information, please head on over to that site. It sounds like such a great, great cause. And I can't thank you enough, Joe. Doing this for twice in a month, I think it's just awesome, and it's hard. I'm sure it's real hard work. I'm sure Laura and Eric will tell you how they did it last year. It was probably just a lot of overwhelming stuff going on. But the reward at the end, I think it's going to be awesome and worth it. And I look to you as inspiration to have a great thing in San Antonio with me and the other people that are organizing that event. We're hoping that we have any kind of near success that you have it'll be well worth it. So again, Joe, it's great that you're doing this and taking the time to travel as far as you are to do it. It's such a great cause, and you're a good guy for doing that. So again, guys, if you're interested in getting more information, you can head on over to my site. I've got the links on there. You can head on over to Joe's site at cometotheporch.net, and he's got all the links as well. Joe, if you have anything else to say, we've got some more time. If you guys want to talk a little bit more about stuff, how was the show? We don't want to omit that. How was your experience there actually at the show?
The show was amazing. It just, you know, I know that, you know, out online and everything, they got a little bit of... The guys got a little flack for making the set list a little bit mainstream, but you know I think that when you're playing to a festival crowd like that, and you know you've got Jay-Z fans and Pearl Jam fans, and this is kind of this mix of musical tastes out there, I think it's better to play to the middle and play some of the stuff that people can sing along to. And it just, you know, for me, I mean, it was just the first chord of every song, you're just like, you just close your eyes and you're like, yes, that one. It's just like it was just so. I couldn't believe the energy that they had on stage. You know, it's just these guys have been doing this for over 20 years now, and you look at them up there, and they're just as into it as they were in 1991. You know, just they're so passionate and excited to be up there, and it was a great, great experience. It was kind of neat. It started raining a couple times during the show, but it was not an inconvenience. It almost added to the effect of the show. You know, they have the lights coming off from the stage, and you know, it's my new profile picture on my Facebook page because it looks so cool. And it was just a great experience. I can't say enough about how much fun I had there, and I'm really looking forward to what they do in DeLuna. I think that DeLuna, they've got a better opportunity to play a little longer. They start at 9:30, and you know, they've got other acts that are scheduled to go till 12:45. So everybody's kind of got their fingers crossed for a gorge-style, three-hour-long, you know, drag-out. But we'll see what happens. The boys got to be in Atlanta the next day, so, you know, they got to get a little rest. But I'm hoping they'll stick it out for us.
That should be awesome as well. And I'm actually going to be playing some music on this podcast, actually, as I'm putting on this podcast. I'm going to actually play a couple of songs from Made in America Festival. But talk a little bit about the collaboration between Jay-Z and Pearl Jam. How did that? I know I saw it on video, saw it on YouTube, but you were there live. Tell us a little bit how that came off when they started playing in MWA, and then they went into 99 Problems. How was that mix? What was your take on that?
It was definitely unexpected, because you know I think that, you know, going in, a lot of us were like, well, they'll probably do, you know, Keep on Rocking in the Free World at the end, and Jay-Z will come out, and all that kind of stuff. And that's what I think people were sort of ready for. And then, you know, Jay-Z comes out and starts doing 99 Problems, and you got Ed sitting in the background with this, like, weird thing scratching on his guitar. And, you know, it was very... like I said, it was very unexpected, and I was there with my cousin, and I screamed into his ear. I said, "There's no way Eddie's going to the microphone for this song. There's just no way." thankfully, I was right. He didn't, but it worked out great. It seemed like the band had a great time. You know, the guys were everybody seemed into it, and you know, Matt, Jeff keeping the bass line from the previous song was really pretty cool, and you know, and afterwards they all kind of talked about how much they enjoyed it. So, you know, they got a lot of slack for that on the online too. But you know, again, it's you know, Jay-Z hosted the event and came and wanted to come out and do a collaboration. And the guys were into it, and it was a great time. I had a good time, and it was neat to see him go outside the box and do something different. I enjoyed it.
I agree. I think it was pretty cool. You know, segue from NWA into that song to Nine Problems. It seemed seamless to me, and I enjoyed it even watching it online. So I can't say that it was a bad thing. I mean, they've collaborated before with other people in the past, Cypress Hill and whatnot, and so I had no problem with it. I don't know what the people were talking about that it was such a bad song. It actually was pretty cool to me, in my opinion. But who am I to? I guess I'm not a big deal.
I agree with you.
So, guys, again, if you are heading out to the Luna Fest, head on over to the Wishlist Pro Jam Fan Party that's going to be out there. It's going to be on Saturday at 1 o'clock, September 22nd, and there will be the raffle will be started at 3 o'clock. If you are interested in donating, can they take stuff just to the party itself if they can't demo it to you now? I know it's kind of late.
Yeah, absolutely. You can still mail it to me. You know, just come over to my site and hit the contact us link. I'll give you my address and everything. But if you have stuff and you want to just bring it into the, you know, bring it right to the party, we had a few people do that at in Philadelphia, and that worked fine. You know, if you can get there, if you can get there pretty close to one, that's helpful. That way, people have enough time to, you know, throw their ticket into your box, because I do it kind of like a Chinese raffle where you've got a bunch of different. You know, things that you can win up there, and then we put a box for each one, and you can put a ticket in each box or dump them all into one box or whatever you like. So, you know, we like to get the items out there as early as we can so that they've got enough time to, you know, people have enough time to throw their tickets in. But absolutely, bring stuff out. We'll certainly take advantage of that stuff to help raise money for Pathway.
That's great. That's great. So, guys, if you want more information, again, head on over to Joe's site, cometotheporch.net, and he's got all that information there. Joe, I appreciate you taking the time again to do another interview. I'm going to hold you to a third one, man. When you're done with this one, I'm going to hit you up for another interview and see what you want to tell us about what happened at DeLuna, okay?
I'm happy to come on anytime, Mario. I enjoy this. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much, Joe. You take care.
You too. Thanks a lot.
Live Rarities.
Okay, guys, in honor of September 16th, which is, by the way, my 12th anniversary date, my anniversary with my wife, Liz, I appreciated her. Just want to let you guys know just a little input here. My wife and I have been married 12 years as of today, September 16th, and just want to thank her for letting me do this podcast as long as I've been doing it. She's been very patient in my obsession, as she says, with Pearl Jam. She's been very tolerant, and I really do appreciate her. Thank you very much, babe. But anyway, we're going to play a song, a show that I went to, actually the second show, I believe, I went to Pearl Jam. It was in Austin, Texas, at South Park Meadows, which is no longer there, but Pearl Jam played in late afternoon, with the Ramones, and they started off with this song on September 16th, 1995. Here is a live rarity. It's Act of Love.